I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. President-elect Donald Trump has promised a lot of change after he's sworn in next month. MTPR Capitol reporter Corin Cates Carney sat down with Montana Governor Steve Bullock earlier this week to talk about what some of those changes could mean for Montana.
Do you see your role as Montana's governor changing with President-elect Trump? Maybe some of the things that might happen with the Clean Power Plan? It was something you've spoken about in different ways. You're kind of critical, saying, you know, if we need to address climate change, it should be done in a sensible way. Do you see that happening in a Trump administration?
I have said, and it wasn't just during the campaign, no matter who's right in the president, it's my job to represent Montana's values, Montana's interests, Montana's needs. There are any number of times that I represented those and reflected those to the current administration that was on a different path than what the current administration believed. Now, when it comes to our energy future, I mean, I've had some conversations where this affords us a real opportunity, too, because we do need to address climate change.
And what can you do as the governor of Montana that could be independent of federal action in reducing carbon emissions?
We can do work on our terms, meaning that it's not just saying, oh, we have to do this because the federal government is saying X, Y, and Z. It makes sense for us to further invest in renewable opportunities, further invest in energy efficiency, and have proposals for that. Further continue to work on, you know, investing in how are you going to produce energy from coal and other natural resources that are less intensive to the overall environment. I think energy companies recognize that there's definitely some shifting of the grounds that doesn't change the obligation and the opportunity to move things forward in many ways. You know, I've often said, look, we have the best wind potential once Texas actually secedes from the country. I've had, in the last 4 or 5 months, I've had large-scale solar companies coming, wanting to have discussions about locating Montana. We are an exporter of energy, so we can do things, first from conservation. I mean, one of the things that I'll be proposing is about a $5 million fund that localities can take advantage of for energy efficiency and conservation. That not only helps folks with their energy bill, but it saves energy long term. From my perspective, coal will continue to be a part of our energy future, but there's been more technological changes right in our phones and how we've produced energy from coal in literally decades. So let's work together with this new administration as we were beginning to work with the U.S. Department of Energy under the current administration. Let's work with our partners and neighbors, states like Wyoming, and say, let's help design that energy future working together, recognizing that there won't be substantial changes, and that's irrespective of the administration, over the next 1 year, 2 years, but we can start setting that path for the long term.
The president-elect has talked about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. What impact do you think that would have on Montanans?
Look, it's a fun parlor game, but it's a little premature to say what will the federal government do. Montana has 64,000 more folks covered by health care because of the Bipartisan Help Act, and that's just on Medicaid expansion alone. We've seen our insurance rates drop significantly. The majority leader of Congress recently asked all governors for their input as they go forward, and the states have a significant role in what happens in Washington, D.C. It can't just be statements, and a statement is saying, oh, I'm going to repeal the Affordable Care Act without saying what you're going to do to replace it.
And so before we get there, what's your role of, I guess, what do we need to do when there's this kind of blank statement without clarity? What's the role of the governor now to maybe reassure folks who rely on that or kind of work towards that transition?
Well, if there is a transition, it could be 25 different directions. So saying that we're going to work toward a transition that doesn't even exist yet, I think would be premature. It is to say that I think one of the concerns folks have about the new administration generally is just the uncertainty, not knowing what this is going to look like in so many different areas. So to say that let's continue to take measured steps as we go forward, because we don't know what changes might happen at the federal level, and let's continue to remind, as folks are talking about making changes at the federal level, it has real impacts at home. It has impacts not only to individuals now covered by health care, it has impact especially a state like ours with 147,000 square miles. I mean, it has impact to our smaller rural hospitals. It has impact to businesses. And so if you want to make a statement and get rid of the Affordable Care Act, you better have that solution for what that's going to mean to us in the states.
Do you see any change in agenda there on the federal level that could impact Montana on public land access?
Yeah, I mean, that's might be a question above my pay grade, meaning the administration isn't even fleshed out. Congressman Zinke was pretty clear that he recognized the value of these lands as one of our great, presumably he recognizes one of our great equalizers and the importance of the economy, importance to our economies. So whatever steps that might happen in Congress or in the executive branch, I will make certain that they recognize where I fundamentally believe that Montanans come down on this, and these are lands that belong to all of us and should stay in public hands.
Regarding Representative Zinke, if his nomination is confirmed, you know, Ed Buttrey, the Republican Party, put his name forward as someone who could run. How do you feel about his maybe representing Montana in Congress, and do you see anyone from your own party who could make a good candidate?
I think a whole lot of folks are fleshing out what they want to do and who's going to run, and it's an interesting because it's a party nominating process before you even get to that, and certainly not going to weigh into who the Republicans might nominate or who the Democrats might at this point. But
so no one you see that would be a standout obvious candidate for the Democrats?
I think there's a lot of folks that are starting to talk, but that's one that I'm not, you know, it's, I've also recognized that in the role of governor, it's a pretty loud bully pulpit, and it's not my job to decide who ought to be our party bearer in that.
That was Governor Steve Bullock speaking with MTPR's Capitol reporter, Corin Cates-Carney. I'm Eric Whitney.